Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, a lifestyle and personal development podcast inspiring women to glow up and create the life of their wildest dreams. I'm Jasmine, podcast host, certified life coach, and your go-to glow girl for all things living an aligned life of abundance, beauty, and luxury. Just Glow With It is for the modern woman who is here to do the real work, make mindset shifts, and are also down for happy hour with the girls. We're combining the metaphysical and material world in order to create our most aligned, high vibe.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I hope you are all having an amazing week so far. So I know I'm a bit late for this week's podcast episode, and the reason being is I've actually been recovering from laryngitis these last few days. I started getting a little tickle in my throat after I finished recording last week's podcast episode, and I knew I was getting sick. Of course, I thought it was probably COVID, but thankfully it wasn't COVID. It's just been laryngitis, but I've just been recovering from that, and I kind of took a step back from creating content, working on my business just so that I can rest and recover and heal. And today I found some energy to at least create a podcast episode for you guys. But before we get into today's juicy podcast episode, I just want to give you guys a little mindset slash personal growth journey update. With being sick and taking a step back and allowing myself to really do nothing, well, first and foremost, that in itself has been a real challenge for me. As I mentioned in a few podcast episodes ago where I talked about, you know, what I want to do differently in 2022, one of the things that I mentioned was not allowing myself to burn out like I did last year. As someone who really has struggled in the past with placing their worth on how productive they are, this can be a huge mental struggle and challenge. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate, you know. As I was sick and not doing much these last few days, I was really mindful with my thoughts and not like shaming myself for not working and, you know, not shaming myself for not being productive. And I had to remind myself that one of the reasons why I started my own business and worked so hard to be a full-time entrepreneur is so that I could be in control of my life and I could decide when I wanted to work and when I didn't want to work. And if there's a day or a week or a month where I need to take off for my mental health, emotional health, whatever it is, I can do that. And I think, you know, even though I have that ability, it's still hard to not get so hard on yourself. I was struggling with that, but I think I did much better than I have in the past with not shaming myself or feeling guilty or allowing my resting time to be sabotaged with my intrusive thoughts. But something else that I wanted to kind of update you guys on is what has come up for me these last few days in terms of like limiting beliefs and realizations that I had. So during this resting period, I did a lot of journaling and self-reflection, and I've been reading You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. I've read this book before and I'm rereading it now, and it's hitting me completely differently. And through reading that book and lots of journaling, a lot of limiting beliefs have come up for me that made me realize that I've still been holding myself back in certain ways and from achieving certain goals and accomplishing certain things, and that I've been self-sabotaging in ways that I didn't even realize. The last few days or so, I felt felt like something was off with me. And I knew part of it was because I was sick and I wasn't like at my 100% best self and I wasn't feeling my best. But beyond that, I knew something deeper was going on within my internal world. And I felt really irritated. I felt really overwhelmed. I felt very, very just frustrated, and I did not understand why. Aside from being sick, there was nothing in my life going on for me to feel this way. I knew that I had to sit with myself and dig deep to uncover what was going on internally. And through journaling, I actually use some journal prompts from my ebook, Embody and Elevate, which you can get your own copy if you would like. I will leave the link to that in the show notes, and it's also in my Instagram bio. But I used some journal prompts from that ebook to really understand what was going on with my mindset or with my energy or just internally. What I came to realize is that I have been working so, so hard these last few months to reach a new financial goal within my business. And I have seen the progress happen. I've seen the momentum build and I see like the numbers increasing. And I see that I'm so close to reaching that financial number that I've been working towards. And I realized that the closer that I've been getting to reaching that financial goal, the more that I've self-sabotaged myself from being able to really reach it. Once I realized that I've been like self-sabotaging myself from reaching the goal that I've been working really, really hard to, I had to ask myself, why am I self-sabotaging? If this is something that I really, really want and that I've set out for myself to accomplish and I've been working towards achieving, why am I self-sabotaging? The reason I've been self-sabotaging this next level of abundance is because subconsciously, I still was dealing with worthiness issues. I feared that if I reached this next level abundance in my business, that A, I would not be able to make it happen again. I would not be able to sustain it, or that I would somehow ruin it, lose it, sabotage it, or like I wouldn't know what to do once that number was here or once I reached that goal. And I also feared that something would happen where it was just too good to be true. I definitely did like a whole releasing journaling session on rewiring this belief of mine that I've been subconsciously carrying and affirming to myself that actually I am so worthy of this desire, of this next level abundance. I am so worthy of receiving what it is that I desire, and I am capable of handling it. And I definitely feel a lot better mentally compared to where I was a few days ago. But I just wanted to share that with you guys because I think oftentimes we self-sabotage and we don't even realize we're self-sabotaging. When you don't work through your underlying limiting beliefs, your blocks, your fears, self-worth issues, those things will sabotage you from living the life that you dream of, from being the person that you want to be. This is really why I emphasize journaling and meditation and doing daily habits that help you to connect with yourself. That's kind of what's been going on with me. I've been resting, recovering physically, and then working through a lot of stuff internally. And right now, I definitely don't feel like my 100% self just yet. If I'm honest, this week has felt kind of weird and just off, but I know it's because of all of the internal work that I've been doing and all the energy that I'm processing and things like that. But I definitely feel a lot better than I did a few days ago. I would say I'm like at a 70% right now, and I'm working my way towards a 100%. So this week's podcast episode is about what to do if you're currently feeling stuck and unfulfilled in life. I share some golden tips on that and how to step into your purpose and how to start living at your fullest potential. These are all tips that you can start implementing today. So let's just go ahead and get into this episode. So before we begin, thank you for joining. I just want to let you guys know I am a little bit under the weather, so if you see me huffing and puffing, bear with me, okay? I really wanted to get this live done because I have something on my heart that I want to share with you guys, and I feel like it's really, really important to share this message. So today we're talking about golden tips if you're currently feeling stuck or unfulfilled in your life.
I think all of us can relate to this feeling at one point in our lives, at least once, you know? And I think especially now with the pandemic and how things have been the last few years, people are really questioning what's important to them and what really matters in their life. And so today we're going to be talking about the reason why you may be feeling unfulfilled or stuck in your life right now. And also I'm going to be sharing some golden tips to kind of help you shift and make those changes so you no longer feel that way. And be sure to stay till the end because I will be doing a mini Q&A session where you can ask me any questions about anything, you know, as if I was your coach. So definitely take advantage of that. But when it comes to feeling stuck and unfulfilled in your life, there's a plethora of reasons why that could be, but it really comes down to two main things. And the first is you either aren't living at your fullest potential, or two, you haven't stepped into your purpose. And usually if you're not doing one, you probably aren't doing the other either. So I truly believe that each and every single one of us has a purpose to play out in this life. And we all have different experiences, different gifts, different talents, different things that we bring to the table. And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to us if we want to utilize our talents and our gifts and do what it is that we were brought here to do. And when we aren't in our purpose and when we aren't living at our fullest potential, that doesn't sit right with our soul, because our soul knows that we were brought here to do things, to make an impact, to use our gifts and our talents that we have. And that's when you can begin to feel stuck or unfulfilled. Or I don't know if any of you guys can relate to feeling like, you know, what is my purpose in life? What am I here to do? I know that I'm meant to do something meaningful, but I just don't know what it is. I know for me back in like 2015, when I was 2021, I had this feeling within me that I am meant to do something with my life, but I had no idea what it was. And what I will say is that until you step into your purpose and until you fulfill, you know, you reach your fullest potential, that feeling, those thoughts will never ever go away. It's always gonna be on the back of your mind. It's always gonna be there, you know, on your mind. And so I think it's really important that we take these steps to fulfill our potential and step into our purpose. And so the first tip that I have for you to help you start stepping into your potential and stepping into your purpose is get to know your authentic self. So all of us are, you know, conditioned by our environments, how we grew up, our family, our friends, our town that we grew up in, the school that we went to. All of those things shape us as humans, right? But sometimes the things that we grew up around, or the things that we saw, or the people that we, you know, interacted with don't necessarily align with who we are meant to be. And when that happens, you might feel like the black sheep. So I don't know if any of you guys can relate. Let me know in the comments, but have you ever felt like the black sheep or the outcast, or like you didn't belong, whether it was in your family, your friends, your hometown, like you just always felt out of place? Well, the reason why that happens is that's usually a sign that what we're around, what we're being shown or taught, isn't aligned to who we really are. So if that's how you currently feel, I really recommend questioning everything. Questioning your thoughts, questioning your beliefs, questioning. Miriam says, yes, I know. We've talked about that. I know. So if you feel this way, question everything. Your beliefs, your thoughts, your values, everything. Because what happens a lot of times is we take on these beliefs, we take on these values and how we think we should be and live our lives because that's all we've been shown. But we don't actually take the time to ask ourselves, well, why do I think this way? Or why do I feel like I need to live my life this way? And when you also, I'm just waving at people coming in. When you also question your beliefs and things like that, start to experiment with new things, new topics, new interests, new people. Meet people who have walked a different life than you, or who may have a different viewpoint on life, because you may come to find that you resonate more with, you know, other things that you were never exposed to. And just to give like a very personal example about what I mean, I grew up around a specific religion, okay? And even as a little girl, I never resonated with that religion. And it's nothing personal about religion or that religion in general. It just, to me, there was never that connection. And it wasn't until I was, I would say, like in my early 20s, when I first discovered spirituality and I started learning about all these new concepts and the universe and signs and all of these things. And for the first time in my life, I felt a connection to a faith or, you know, spirituality. And so I'm just sharing that example to show you that what you were shown or around growing up doesn't necessarily have to be what you stick to as an adult. So golden tip number one for those who just joined, get to know your true authentic self. Golden tip number two is to, golden tip number two is to give yourself permission to dream big. So kind of based off what I was saying with tip number one, you know, the things that we're shown and the things that we're around growing up usually shape our beliefs and our values and things like that. And it the same goes for what we believe is possible for us. So for me, for example, I grew up in a really small town where everyone, and when I say everyone, I mean my family, my friends, the town in general, everyone kind of did the same thing. You know, you go to school, you get married, you get a 9-to-5, you start your family, blah, 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 blah. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, but that's all I ever saw growing up. And for me, I had these really deep desires and dreams of like helping people and starting a YouTube channel and like doing all these things, but I suppressed that because in my mind I thought, well, no one I know does those things. Like, that's not possible for me. Like, no one in my town, no one in my family is an entrepreneur. No one does these things. Like, that's not normal, so it's not possible for me. And I thought that the only way someone could, you know, be an entrepreneur or start a YouTube channel or do things that were outside of the norm were if you like lived in a big city or if you were really, really rich or if you were really, really smart. And that's not true. Anyone is capable of anything. You just have to believe that it's possible for you. So I really think, you know, if you're someone who has deep desires and these really big dreams that you're kind of afraid to admit, give yourself permission to dream those dreams. And I have an affirmation for you guys to kind of help you with that. And it's, I give myself permission to dream big and go after my wildest dreams, even if others don't understand it or believe it. And I'll say that again. I give myself permission to dream big and go after my wildest dreams, even if others don't understand it or believe it. And the reason why this affirmation is so powerful is because if you are surrounded by people who kind of stick to the status quo and do the same things and just follow the path that was planned out for them, what can happen when you decide to take the road less traveled is people will try to put their limiting beliefs on to you. And it's not always out of malicious intent or, you know, with bad intentions. Sometimes it's truly because they don't believe that the path that you're deciding to take is the right one, or that it's too risky, or it's not stable enough. And when you are waiting for other people to give you permission to go after what it is that you want, then, you know, you'll never get that permission. So it's really important to give yourself that permission. And when people do try to put their limiting beliefs onto you or tell you, you know, being an entrepreneur is hard, or do you really think you can make that happen? That doesn't faze you because you've already given yourself that permission yourself. And what I will say too is like, yes, maybe being an entrepreneur is hard, starting your own business is hard, but you know what else is hard? Working at a job that is soul-sucking for 40 years that you absolutely hate. That is also hard. So you have to decide what is worth the struggle, because whatever path you take in life, whether it's choosing a path that your parents want for you or choosing your own path, there's going to be struggles on either path that you take. So you might as well do something that actually lights you up and makes you happy, which leads me to golden tip number three, and that is to find what lights you up. So when you find what lights you up and you do more of that in your life, That is when you create a fulfilling life. It's a fulfilling life to me is doing things that make me happy, that light me up, that inspire me, that make me feel good. And a really great exercise that I have for you guys, if you're kind of like, I don't really know what lights me up, or I don't know what those things are, I want you to go back and think about when you were a child. What were the things that you liked to do as a child? What were your interests? What were your hobbies? What were you fascinated by? Chances are the things that lit you up as a child are still the same things that will light you up today. And a perfect example of this is when I was a little kid, like elementary school, I was a very creative kid. I loved, I don't know if my cousin is in here, but my cousin and I, we would make like video skits. We would do like photography. We would create like these really creative photos and videos. When YouTube first came out, we would like upload videos on YouTube, and I loved that stuff. I also loved writing. I also, when I was in middle school, I knew how to code and I knew how to build a website. I honestly don't know how I knew how to do that, but I knew how to do it, and I could spend hours just doing it for nothing, you know? And obviously as you get older, you're told about what to think you want to do with your life and all of that, and I kind of pushed that aside. And it wasn't until I, you know, told myself I want to be intentional with finding the things that make me happy. And when I did that, it led me back to all of the things that I love to do as a child. And now I've created a successful career for myself where I'm doing the exact things that I used to do as a child for free. I, you know, make videos, I create content, I help people all over the world be the best version of themselves and manifest their dream lives. I, you know, do all of those things, all because I gave myself permission to find what lights me up and create a career around it. So don't ever let anyone tell you that it's not possible, or that, you know, you have to sacrifice your happiness or any of that because you have to be an adult. Like, it is more than possible to have it all, and I'm proof of that. So find what lights you up. Do more of that in your life, even if it's not necessarily to get paid. Just make time to do more of that in your life, and you will feel more fulfillment within your life. So golden tip number four, and I love this one, is that your purpose is not about you. So if you're someone who's still kind of trying to figure out what your purpose in life is and what you want to do with your life, your purpose is not about you. I think that a mistake that a lot of people make is thinking about, and this is going to sound contradictory to what I was just saying in my last tip, but I think a lot of times people are like, what do I like to do? What can I see myself doing? What do I enjoy? And yes, those things do absolutely matter when it comes to your purpose. However, the part that people forget is that it's also about how you can be of service to others. So as you're thinking about your purpose, yes, think about the things that light you up, that make you happy, that you enjoy doing, all of that stuff. But also think about how you can be of service to others. And something, I read this in a book one time, but I can't remember what book it was, but they say there's pain in your purpose. And I'm not here to like romanticize trauma or pain or anything like that, but what I take from this quote is that the things that we go through in life, the hardest struggles that we have in life, are part of our purpose, and they're for a reason. And for me, one of the things, or two of the things that I struggled with the most in my life at the beginning of like my self-growth journey and all of that, is my mindset and my self-worth. It was shit. It was complete shit before I started my personal development journey. And once I overcame those things and I saw the transformation within me and how it affected my life, I felt so inspired to show other people how to do the same. And I wanted to help as many people as I could to also overcome their mindset and cultivate self-worth, because I saw how powerful it was. So I made it part of my purpose. And the way that I executed that was through my podcast, was through creating self-development content. And this was before I was even getting paid. I was doing this because I enjoyed doing it, and I was doing it in a way that made me happy, which was through content creation. And what I will say about your purpose as well is that Your purpose evolves as you evolve in your journey. So like I said, at the beginning of my journey, my struggles were self-worth and my mindset, and I have made that part of my journey, my purpose. But now where I am in my journey, I've evolved a little bit and I've learned some new lessons within my business and how to create a business and how to have a successful mindset for business. And I've added those lessons that I learned into my purpose. So now I help women with their self-worth and their mindset. Of course, that's always going to be the core of everything that I do. But on top of that, I'm helping women with finding their purpose and how to create a heart-led business around their purpose. So always keep that in mind as you evolve, that so will your purpose. And if you're having trouble figuring out what your purpose is, take time to reflect on what your biggest struggles in life have been and what you've overcome. You may find an answer within those questions. Okay, hello everyone. Hi Amber. Thank you. I'm just saying hi to everybody. Okay, so by the way, for those of you who entered a little bit later, a recording will be available afterwards. So I got you. But okay, so golden tip number 5 is your fullest potential is waiting for you outside of your comfort zone. And if you listen to my podcast, you already know how I feel about this, how I feel about growth and it being outside of your comfort zone. And it's pretty straightforward. If you want to have things that you've never had, if you want to be someone you've never been, if you want to achieve things you've never achieved, you have to step outside of your comfort zone. Because if it wasn't outside of your comfort zone, you would already have it right now. But the fact that you don't have it means that it's not there for you to obtain. And stepping outside of your comfort zone can mean little things. Like, for example, I've run my business for a while, but I've never done an Instagram live because that was a little bit uncomfortable for me. I'm used to doing things pre-recorded, edited, making it pretty, and then throwing it out there. Doing something live is a little bit uncomfortable for me, but I knew that in order for me to see results that I haven't yet seen in my business, I need to start doing things that I haven't yet done. So it could be as simple as doing an Instagram live or taking a new workout class or going to dinner by yourself. You have to put yourself in situations and in environments where you haven't been yet, but are also going to propel you forward towards your growth. And so let's say you have a desire to start your own business. Stepping outside of your comfort zone could look as simple as researching how to start my own business or what is required to start my own business. Or it could be as big as investing in a business coach. There's really so many ways that you can go about it, but the bottom line is you have to step outside of your comfort zone to see the results that you want in your life and to be the person that you want to be and to step into your fullest potential. All right, so my loves, those are the 5 golden tips to stepping into your fullest potential and stepping into your purpose, and to hopefully help you shift away from feeling unfulfilled and stuck in your life. Before we get into the mini Q&A, if any of you guys have questions for me, I do want to say that when you decide to step into your purpose and you decide to reach your fullest potential, the doors that begin to open for you are just mind-blowing. They're unexplainable. Like, things begin to align, things begin to work out, and you don't even know what's waiting for you on the other side. Like, I promise you, if you would have told me 6 years ago, in 6 years, you're going to be running a successful business where you do what you love. You're helping women all around the world. You have a successful podcast. You're in your dream apartment, dream relationship. You know, you have amazing friends and you've become this person that you've always wanted to be. I would have laughed in your face. I would have been like, no, that's not possible for me. I can't do those things. But because I decided I am going to take control of my life and I'm going to step outside of my comfort zone and I'm going to fulfill my purpose and do what I know I was brought here to do, all of this that I could have never imagined has become possible. So if you're someone who's like, yes, I am ready to be that, I'm ready for that to happen for me, I'm ready to step into my purpose, I'm ready to fulfill my potential and be that person that I know I can be, I just want you guys to know that this is exactly what I help the girls in Bloom a Beautiful Business. Oh, my cousin just came in. Hi, Daniela. I talked about you earlier. But what I was saying is this is exactly what I help the girls in Bloom a Beautiful Business. It's my 12-week group coaching mentorship to help support my women in, one, finding their purpose, and two, creating a business around their purpose so that they can create a life for themselves where they get to do what they love, they get to get paid for it, and they get to create a life that they're absolutely in love with. And I'm going to be completely honest, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. I'm not promising you that you're going to make $10,000 by the end of our time together. I'm not promising you that you're going to even have a paying client or customer. I'm not promising you that at all. But what I am promising you is that this is the foundation that is absolutely necessary to your dream life. Before I could have the apartment that I have, the clients that I have, the business, the money, the friends, the relationship, all of that, I had to do the groundwork first, and that is exactly what I show you in Bloom a Beautiful Business. So if you are interested in joining that, or if you have any questions about that, the link to that will be in my bio, but you can also send me a DM afterwards. I would be happy to see if it would be a good fit for you. I just wanted to share that with you guys, but now we can move on to Q&A.
My loves, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and you found these tips helpful in stepping into your fullest potential and finding your purpose. Again, if you are interested in joining us in Bloom a Beautiful Business, my 12-week group coaching mentorship to help you find your own purpose and create a heart-led business around it so that you can show up in your truest authentic nature, leave an impact on the world, create something meaningful, and also create a life that you love, then just send me a DM and I would be happy to answer any questions that you have, or feel free to apply. The link to everything will be in the show notes and also in my Instagram bio. And I would so appreciate if you could leave an iTunes or Spotify review, post this story on your Instagram stories, tag me in it. But that is all I have to say for this week's episode, and I will talk to you all soon. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.